They chose to do this show for all the best reasons.
Representing an industry that places crushing standards on all of us.
I can't hide it when I'm bored.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Sarah Palin, mother, wife, governor, hunter, cook, TV commentator, politician. But now get ready as she takes the bench in the courtroom.
Order.
Sarah Palin.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Wasilla Justice.
That I saw, it was dark. We went at nighttime.
That's a deep, dark crack down there.
She's judgmental.
Doing their strategery.
And sometimes just mental.
Get all wee-weed up about that.
I didn't hear you, ma'am.
Did you feel very stimulated? Is that hope? Nope.
Watch out, Judge Judy. She's on the way.
She's a 50-year-old adult bully.
It don't need to make sense, because there's no justice like Sarah Palin.
Ready.
Wasilla Justice.
Kick off.
Ready to bang the gavel soon.
Yes, and she's ready to hang Azalea Banks' head on the wall with the rest of the dead animals in her house. How's that for an introduction, Lisa Durden? Love you very much. Mucho
amor. And don't get no better than that.
You know what? I think we actually have to take, as much as we hated Sarah Palin's position on this, right?
Because about her new job?
Well, no, about, you know, this mess she got into with Azalea Banks. So let me tell everybody going on. Azalea saw a fake story online claiming that Sarah said African Americans enjoyed being slaves, and she didn't realize that it was satire, and she started going after Sarah hard in a not-safe-for-work Twitter rant. I mean, one of the quotes was, Negroes love being slaved, sparks Banks to unleash a Twitter tirade, and on it went. Among the other things, she called for Sarah to be raped by a gang of black men. Later, she deleted those tweets, probably after she realized that the entire article was a joke. Then Sarah posted on her Facebook message to Azalea, where she said, quote, "You know, you've obviously not been exercising enough intelligence to acknowledge that you've been sucked into believing some fake news story." Azalea posted an apology on Tumblr, and it says it starts out as a peace offering, and she says she even likes Sarah and offers her a sincere apology. But we heard later on, you know, earlier today that people, according to People Magazine, there was a lawsuit threatened. So maybe, yeah. Yeah, that's a sincere apology. Yeah. I mean it really sincerely. Yes.
Sarah Palin always has some shenanigans going on. Yes. No. Here's my thing. I mean, I'm going to be a little weird here, so if callers are calling in later or whatever, or if you're tweeting, I guess you'll tweet. At Lisa R. Durden on Twitter. It's kind of strange that, let's just hypothetically say that Sarah Palin did say that you would say the punishment should be black men raping her.
Well, that was a fake story.
Really?
We don't know where that fake story came from.
No. I'm saying Azalea Banks hit her. I'm saying, hypothetically speaking,
right.
I'm talking about Azalea. If, let's say, Sarah Palin said that and she didn't have to retract her tirade against Palin, you mean she's saying for your punishment as a racist female, black men should rape you?
Well, that was part of the... The go around in the story, in the fake news story. So,
right.
Yeah.
So, because I heard about it, so let me make sure I'm clarifying. So, not only was, because I didn't know what was right, so I guessed that whole Sarah Palin thing wasn't real. So, the Sarah Palin thing wasn't real, and neither was Azalea's. Now, I didn't get the Azalea part.
Okay, so Azalea saw a fake story online claiming Sarah.
I get that.
Sarah
right.
said African Americans enjoyed
right.
being slaves. She didn't
right.
realize it was satire and started going after Sarah hard. Okay, in a not safe for work Twitter rant. And among other things, she called for Sarah to be raped by a gang of black men. Later, she deleted those tweets, probably after she realized the article was a joke. So Azalea did say that, and then she deleted it.
Right. So I'm saying to you, Azalea's statements about Sarah being raped were not fake. Correct?
That's correct. But she did delete them.
No. Okay, I'm correct. So think about that. Iggy Azalea is a racist, if she's saying...
No, 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 Azalea Banks. I did the same thing to do.
Oh my God. No, it's so funny.
When we were doing the show prep, I said the same thing. I said, Iggy Azalea Banks. There's too many Iggy's and Azaleas.
I got in like 20 minutes ago, so I'm usually 99.9%.
You're okay.
I'm sorry, Azalea Banks. I'm getting old.
Okay.
Iggy Azalea, Azalea Banks, Julia Roberts, Julia Dreyfus. I'm a Louis Julia Dreyfus.
That's it.
Azalea Banks, I'm sorry. Azalea Banks is saying that Sarah Palin should be raped by black men. Does she hear herself talking? If you're saying that the punishment, if this was a real article, should be that the very black men that she, or black people, including black men, that she feels should be slaves, you're going to turn around and actually say that some stereotypical thing should happen to her, like black men should be raping her? Like, really? Now, Azalea Banks is a child. therefore, she does not know what she's talking about. And sometimes...
No. You're correct. And she fell for the fake story.
Here's the thing. Not that we all haven't been, you know, fooled April Fool's Day. That falls on other days other than April 1st.
That's right.
So we've all been fooled by media, even legitimate media like 2020 and some of the legitimate outlets.
Absolutely.
However, because of the way social media is, we have been getting so much information so fast and furious. Nobody checks facts. And they believe everything, even these so-called posts and outlets that are not so-called legitimate. So, like, this is the culture. But even with... Without that, even without her knowing that it was faked, the punishment is making me question her more than the so-called racist Sarah Palin. Because, listen, even if I thought you had said something real horrific like that, right, I would never say, and, you know, Drax is a racist, so I feel like since he said that a gang of black men should rape him in the butt. I mean, how would I...
No, you wouldn't, and she shouldn't have said it either. No, it's horrible.
Right, so she actually... That all is very weird. So my thing is, it's very... In other words, what she said as the retaliation or the punishment is more telling of her than of the so-called Palin statement.
That's correct.
Which, of course, turned out... That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So I'm late tonight. So although she realized that Sarah Palin didn't say it, she might not be able to sleep at night knowing that these things are going to run on her head for the next year or so, because now she's been exposed as ignorant and childish and young. And you know what it is? Okay, I say this every week. She smokes weed.
Azalea Banks and Iggy?
Think about it. This is weed head behavior. I say this constantly. I know I sound like a broken record, but this kind of I always say when somebody says something totally crazy off the meat rack, off the rails, they smoke weed. And it's not the old weed from 1960. It's that new K2. Here you go. Jackie Gleason, bang, zoom to the moon.
That's pretty much it. It's all part of the machine.
Azalea Banks.
We were going back and forth all day with that. Iggy Azalea Banks. So I don't get in trouble. It's not Iggy Azalea. It's not Iggy Azalea. Yeah.
And the reason why I kept saying Iggy Azalea is because she's a little bit of a, you know, we'll move on.
Well, she's got dreads.
She's got issues too. You know, there is a movie. Everyone must see this movie if you can dig it up. It's called Watermelon Man. You know, it's interesting how some white people want to play black at their job but don't want to wake up black in real life. Well, in the movie, it's a really funny way to show, you know, how being black is really a hard thing until you have to be the black person. So the man in the movie was a white man with a white family, middle-class family, children, lovely job. And then one day he woke up black. Now, the man playing the role was actually really, really a black man in whiteface. And then when he woke up black, he was actually the black man that was playing the role. And so he went through all the paces of what it now means to be black. He didn't understand that he was white. So Iggy Azalea, if you could wake up white, you're white today, wake up black, you would stop running around on stage trying to, quote, act black when you can't now wake up white?
It reminds me of the really old movie by Steve Martin, The Jerk, where the opening line, I was born a poor black child.
The Jerk was the best. It was the best.
Okay, we got to take a break. We got Bieber locks. We've got Kanye mask. Yes. We got The Gap, the apologizing for the racist ad.
Lord.
Charlize Theron's, she's too pretty, so she can't get a job. Amy Schumer's mad at Glamour for putting her in the plus size issue.
Yeah,
Russell Wilson and Sierra are one step closer to sweet, sweet intercourse, and we'll make more. Let's try to get through all that. That's all coming up with Lisa Durden on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. At 8:16, let's take a look at traffic with Lee Graham.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
I guess they want a reaction. But I ain't gonna give it to them. Yeah, they tryna get at me, yeah.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. Live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. It's the next generation of KGO 810. And Lisa Durden's back. Actually, a day late. She's here on a Wednesday instead of a Tuesday. So
somebody tweeted and said, you know, I hope they're not getting rid of Drex, and I miss you on the show, Lisa. I hope you're still going to be on the show. Getting rid of Drex?
No.
I wrote Drex. I look in your inbox. I said a message. I said, Drex, what's happening? Are you still there? Am
I'm still here
tonight?
If I wasn't, my ass be sitting on top of that antenna. There's no way they're getting rid of me. No. We're going all talk, and it's a great thing. So it's a fantastic thing. Yes. So we talk it out all day long. Hey, so. You know, I have to tell you, and I hope you agree with me. Now, last week we talked about the San Francisco State thing and the dreadlocks and the black girl going after the white guy.
Right.
And you're stealing my cultural appropriation, blah, 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 blah. And she laid into him. And then all of a sudden yesterday, Justin Bieber, actually the story came out today, Justin Bieber has dreadlocks and people aren't happy. Well, you know what? I have to tell you. He heard about this. I'm just guessing. I don't know. So I'm just going to play pretend reporter. I'm going to pretend that I know what's happening. I bet you any money he heard about the San Francisco State student and said, you know what? I should have me some dreadlocks.
Well, you know, I do understand when black people, quote, unquote, say, you're stealing my look, you're stealing my dance, you're stealing my hair, you're stealing my swag and all of that. And there, and you know how I talk. And there is something to it in a sense because we, and it's hard to, you know, is it quantified? But we do know that that's something that has happened for centuries. You know, you know, whites trying to mimic us so much so that you guys were in blackface, you know, because that was the flavor of, you know, what would be considered entertainment. You know, we had Sambo tap dancing for the white man because, you know, the way the black man tap dances is entertaining. And the way the black woman moves her hips and all. So there is something to it historically. Now, fast forward to today, I mean, I don't pay much mind to it, although I know that it's still sort of a sore.
Well, it's a trendy kind of thing. Zendaya, for example, had fake dreads and she was stereotyped.
Right. Here's what has happened. Okay, here's what has happened. Hip-hop has caused a bit of it because hip-hop went from being music to a culture, which is for the good or the bad. So when hip-hop first began, it was like, oh, you know, it's going to be one of those kind of like in-and-out things. And then it not only stayed, it made a culture. So hip-hop became, it was music, now it's fashion, it's phones, it's earphones, it's all of that. So now, you know, people want to be a part of this culture that's now part of this pop culture. So I kind of see it more like that than what it was historically. So I didn't look at Justin Bieber the other night at the awards there, or, you know, when he was performing and whatever, you know, saying, Justin Bieber, you've got dreads. What's going on, dude?
No, you know what? I love the tweet that said Justin Bieber has just gotten to the point where you don't know what he's appropriating. Dreads, braids, or straw hair. It just looks bad as hell. What the hell is that? That's a bad do.
What I looked at that as, he looked like one of those, what you call the dirty backpack look or the heroin chic look that the models would have on the runway a few years ago. Something kind of like just scruffy and dirty. That's how I looked at it. I didn't see it as dreads myself. But
and
whatever.
That K2 look you talk about.
The K2. I'm on that K2. I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
You're talking about K2. Hey, let's talk about Janet Jackson for a second because we're rolling through things.
OMG.
Oh, Miss Jackson, if you please.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
That's it, girl. All right, so let's hear what she has to say.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Yep. We're in the second leg of the tour, and there actually has been a sudden change. I thought it was important that you be the first to know. My husband and I are planning our family, so I'm going to have to delay the tour. Please, if you can try and understand that it's important that I do this now. I have to rest up, doctor's orders, but I have not forgotten about you. I will continue the tour as soon as I possibly can.
Okay, is she incubating?
Absolutely not.
She's 49. Yes, but that doesn't sound like surrogate then. I mean, or she'd be touring.
No, here's the thing. We might be on this phone until next week and never hang up and never eat and never go to the bathroom. Okay, let me just say this. There's too much about Janet Jackson. Okay, first of all, she's not incubating. Second of all, you know, I understand that people who are, I wouldn't do it, but if you want to be 49 or 50 having a baby and end up with mad cow's disease, that's fine when you're giving childbirth and you fall to the floor. That's fine by me. You know, you remember see mad cow's disease, the legs just flop
yeah,
out.
Yeah, they're
floor.
Flopping all around, you know, like yes, that, in the
you
know, mud.
You like
yep.
giving mad cow's disease and childbirth.
Falling down in the poo.
Me.
Yep, that's what they
you
do.
You know,
yep.
But the reason why I know that something's awry, I smell a rat, and it's Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson, I love her dearly. She's gorgeous, but she's a liar. She is a liar. Janet Jackson lies about everything rather than tell the truth when she doesn't want you in her business. Case in point, when Janet Jackson was married to Renee Elizondo for
That's
9
right.
years,
yep.
she said
secretly
she
secretly married that dancer, by the way, in 1991. Yes.
Right. Her sister, LaToya, said, Janet's married. She went on the radio and said, oh, why would LaToya lie about that? You know, I'm not married, but she was a liar. So I can list a few more things, but we need to sleep tonight. So fast forward, Janet Jackson's lying again. She and this man are not trying to make babies together, or she said have a family. She's very creative. Have a family means what? You're not incubating. You're not. You can still dance around and get pregnant.
Well, she could adopt. She could adopt, maybe.
So you know, again, you can still do a tour and still do your paperwork for adoption and still do what you have to do to get
right. That's
adoption.
What I'm saying.
You know, come on. So I just think that there was something about the throat. I'm not for sure if she was having issues on tour. I don't know if she's now no longer.
Oh,
listening.
I know where you're going. I know where you're going. She just don't want to do the tour.
I know. I think she can't do the tour.
Oh, you think she
Janet
can't
Jackson,
do the tour?
No, she can't do the tour. She's falling apart on tour. You know that.
Oh, she's got the Mariah Carey syndrome. She can't hit the notes.
She can't hit the notes. She, you know how Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall?
Yep.
And he had a great fall?
Yep. And all the king's horses and the king's men.
And finish the sentence.
Yeah. And put Humpty back together again.
Couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it. Didn't happen. I got to take a break. We'll leave it at that. More Lisa Durden on the way. But first, Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Now back to the Drex Radio Show.
Now back to the Drex Radio Show
on KGO 810.
All right, I'm back with Lisa Durden. And Lisa, listen very carefully. This is Drake with Jay-Z and Kanye, and the new single is Pop Style. Listen.
Girl, let me rock your body. Justin Timberlake, and then I hit the highway. I can't trust nobody. They still out to get me because they never got me.
They still out to get me, they don't get it. I cannot be gotten, that's a given.
They like Pablo. Why are all the windows tinted on your Tahoe? Why do you know every single that I know? Why can't you just shut your mouth and take the high road? If I know, that's that Chicago. South, south, side, that's the mind.
Okay, there you go. So Drake, one of the biggest artists in the world, featuring Jay-Z, and why not? But Kanye West, why does Kanye West have to be in Drake's song?
Remember when we used to have the Source Awards?
Yes.
My jump off in my head, Suge Knight came on stage years ago and said, you know, if you want to be on a record label where the producer's not all up in your video, come to Death Row Records.
I guess, right?
I guess. Wes, he's the modern day.
But I mean, he's Drake. I just don't understand why he has to bring, you know, Kanye just is such a hot mess right now. I want to read something from you from Radar Online. Speaking of the messed up Kardashian marriages, Radar Online says the union between Kim and Kanye was a sham right from the start. Remember Kim's infamous 72-hour marriage to Chris Humphries? Mm-hmm. Remember all that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And after all that went down, Kris Jenner held a crisis meeting to find someone new and fashionable and black for Kim to hook up with. According to Radar Online, again, I'm going to say that. Kanye was the winner, but he wasn't the only consideration, according to this story. There was also Nick Young of the Lakers, who's currently in the doghouse with, of all people, Iggy Azalea, and Matt Kemp from the Dodgers, who was dating Rihanna for a while, and also Justin Bieber for some reason. But Radar says Kanye knew it was all a setup from the start, but he was cool with it because he figured he'd benefit from it. But if you need a happy ending, Kim and Kanye supposedly fell in love for real once they got to know each other.
Wait a minute. The record just scratched.
Yes, it did.
Back at that time, she had Justin Bieber on the hook. Wasn't he underage?
Well, no. They were thinking of consideration. So Kanye was the winner, but he wasn't the only one.
How long ago was that when she got together?
Well, you're
with Kanye?
Right. Yeah. So I've got to think.
Back, Justin Bieber's 21 now, right?
Right. So he would have been maybe 18.
How long ago did she and Kanye
I don't know.
Get together?
Somebody here, you're a news guy. Well, some math. I don't know.
Are they saying that the mom wanted her to be raping a child?
Well,
okay, I can't. Moving on. If this is true, because, you know, Wendy Williams never says outright Kanye's gay, but Wendy Williams strongly, plays around with the gay thing. And so if it's true, and he's what you call on the down low, and he doesn't want to be an openly gay rapper, if it's true that it is, then he would cover up by having a heterosexual relationship in that way. You know, I don't know. So if it's true, I wouldn't be surprised if she put people together and there's no real relationship and we're choosing to come together. It's all like it's an acquisition. You know,
Sure. I mean, it's possible they went to meeting and they got together and they decided that, you know what, we can become best friends.
You guys would be a power couple. Here's why.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. Kim K does like black men. That is her preference.
Yes.
That is so. It would have been someone whether the mom picked
Khloe
a
too.
Black
it
man
seems
for her
to be
not.
A thing in the Kardashian family.
Yeah,
you,
yeah.
You got Tyga.
The oldest sister. She doesn't like black men. She already said she doesn't like black men.
Who?
The oldest sister doesn't like black men.
Oh, Courtney.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't like black men.
Oh, okay.
But that's fine.
I don't know what she likes.
She
likes disc. So maybe she should try something different. Scott Disc ain't happening.
Listen, I've tried white chocolate. It's delicious.
Love it. And you know that's what I am because that's what I am inside
now.
Four-fifths of my blood in this body has been transfused from an African-American. Just saying. Yes.
I'm all for that.
Yes. I guess I am white chocolate. You'd have to bite my head off to find out, but...
Oh, and I would just take a nibble. I won't do it hard. Just nibble ever so gently, and I would just take my time getting down to the bottom of the last bite.
Okay, let's have some more fun. Okay, so Khloe is afraid to leave Lamar because he might die, and Kim, and then I mentioned Kim Kanye's marriage as well. Okay, so cocktails with Khloe. Here's the preview.
Oh, God.
Yes, she says she has not kissed Lamar Odom in years. Okay, here we go. Let's take a listen to this. And away
you
we go.
You're with Lamar. Are you still with Lamar?
Yes, I'm not still with Lamar.
But you like Lamar?
It's good to know.
No, I love Lamar, but as a person, I haven't been with Lamar in years. I haven't been sexually, I haven't kissed Lamar in years.
Also right. Amazing
but
to
you
know.
Still, but you still.
But do I love Lamar and do I always want the best for Lamar? 100%, because I don't believe that you marry someone, you just cut them off.
Okay, so she saved Lamar, no doubt about it. But I'm sure you've heard the stories that he's been seen out drinking. And they made a big, big, big to-do about that. And she's afraid to leave Lamar because she thinks he's going to go off the rails and die again. Meanwhile, sources say Kim Kardashian's relationship with Kanye, well, as I mentioned, was set up. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, Khloe hasn't made a move to restart the divorce. But according to sources, according to TMZ, she's anxious to get on with her life, but she's afraid to leave him because of what might happen.
Right. Now, I've never dated a person or married someone or lived with anybody who was suicidal, but I have dated a drug addict. And let me just tell you something, boo. All y'all out there listening, Lisa Durden ain't got time for that. I'll call him Summit. When I found out Summit was on crack, when I found out Summit was smoking, whatever, and out of whatever, Lisa Durden was out of there. I bounced. I cannot. Where's your mama at? Where's your daddy at? Ain't nobody got time for that. Now, in my case, he didn't try to commit suicide, but I wasn't trying to be there. Oh, Summit's a drug addict, and he's weak right now, and he needs my strength. Oh, no, you're not dragging me down in the grave with you. I can die emotionally. Oh, no, I had to go. If this idiot wants to stay with Lamar, like on the paper, because she doesn't want to drag him through the courts, and he's emotionally weak right now, and she's, you know, want to be delicate. She doesn't want to do a divorce. And
yes, but isn't she an enabler at this point? I mean,
absolutely. But this is, and I partly blame this country, and I partly blame her. Here's how I blame the country. For some reason, you men would never know this, that Tammy Wynette song plays in our head. Stand by her. Is that the right person, Tammy Wynette? Is it the right
yes,
person?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And I'm saying it in a joking way, but this is serious. Even still in 2016, society still, in overt and covert ways, make us out to be monsters if we don't stand by our man. And we're applauded when you don't leave and you're married. You're called strong when you stay with your husband after 55 affairs. Oh, she's a strong woman. No, she's not. She's weak. But this is the messaging over and over and over again. Her own mother is probably doing it to her and doesn't even know she's doing it to her. So you have to be a maverick to not actually fall prey to this group think that they're making us women do. I bolted, but I was some kind of, let me tell you something. My mother called me everything but the child of God. You left your man, and that ain't love. I mean, my mother, she's dead now, but Southern old woman, all she told me was what she knew. So one day I said, Mama, why do you keep saying I don't love that man, Summit? I tell you what, all four chambers of my heart is for me. I had to literally re-raise myself.
Well, this is what's going on with Scott Disk, too. I mean, the same thing. Yeah. I mean, he keeps going to rehab, and then he comes out, and then he gets busy again, and then he goes to rehab, and then he gets out, and then he gets busy again.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. What people don't understand is this was the problem of Whitney Houston. Okay, when you go to rehab, they tell you 95% of you will come back here.
That's right.
That means there's only 5% success rate on the first try. Eventually, it takes about 5 or 6 tries to nail it, and some never nail it. So Scott Boo-Boo,
well, you would think dying or damn near would have done it.
People think, here's just the ego of human beings. It's the human condition. Scott thinks, well, I went to rehab and dried out, and now I'm just casually drinking. You can't casually drink
Lamar,
when you're drunk.
Yeah.
And actually, Lamar Odom, I don't know if his drinking was his thing, but he was a drug addict. But
well, he almost died of a cocaine overdose.
Right. So I don't know. But one thing I do know about the rehab thing, I never had
yeah.
It's a gateway. You can't go from one drug to another. It's a disaster. Even gambling or food addiction and sex addiction, it's all in the same boat. I don't understand. It's a disaster.
That boat's the Titanic. Let's take a listen.
And it's sinking fast.
Here we go. I'm going to play this just for you on the way out, and then we'll be back. Here she comes. Look at you. You got some country music in you. Yeah.
I get a little bit of, you know, I like a little country.
You're trying to appropriate my white culture.
Yeah.
I hear you.
That's right.
That Tammy belongs to me.
Yeah, that's my girl.
Here we go. And then when we come back, oh, yeah. Speaking of standing by your man, Russell and Sierra, still they still say they're not getting it on. Good
no
Lord.
No clown. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's get to the hook, for God's sakes, Tammy. Now.
She has a beautiful voice.
I know, right? I love Tammy. Why not?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you ever know that she did an EDM song?
What's that now?
Yeah, electronic dance music. Oh, by KLM. Oh, yeah. Yes. Here we go. Well, the heebie black or white. Lisa Durden's appropriating my white ass culture. Holla. All right, we'll be back. I love it. All right, let's take a look at traffic. Here's Lee Graham in the KGO traffic.
Listen and engage. The Drex Radio Show, weeknights 7 to 10 on KGO 810.
I don't want to spend time fighting. We got no time, and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go.
Now that's Drake 2, featuring Wizkid and Kyla. Why can't anybody do their damn songs anymore? I don't know what the hell the deal is.
You know, that whole collabos thing went rogue, I'm going to say, maybe in the 90s, where people started doing collabos and
it's
a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It's a thing. I don't have a problem
with it. I'm not mad at it. I mean, you know, I'm since I'm hip-hop for life, I'm used to it. But like you said, like, I don't want to hear... You know, Wiz Khalifa in every album, or Kanye West in every album, or P. Diddy in every video. I mean, I need to hear a little new blood. You know, you're overexposed. Calm down.
Do you know, oh my God, I have to see if I can find this because you'll go crazy. Do you know that Nick Cannon did a shade back thrown at Mariah? He did this rap. Let me see.
Yeah, that was about a month or so ago?
I think so. Let me see.
Yeah, yeah. I heard it. I heard the lyrics.
It was
and he denies it.
Horrible.
He denies it, but it was slick. It was slick.
No, it wasn't. Let's take a listen to it. It's horrible.
She felt like when I was broke, but she missed the old me. Wait, girl, you got me confused. If I went broke, you wouldn't call me. Don't get mad because I'm telling the truth. I mean, let's just be real. You don't want it for real. You was there when it was and but left when it got real. Oh, well. Oh, well.
Oh, well, I could do that. Oh, well.
What was he talking about?
I don't know. Oh, well, he doesn't have Mariah anymore. Some billionaire does. Just that's
said,
fine.
You know, you left when it got real. I'm going to tell you when she left. When your penis stopped working. Ding.
Mama!
I know all about his business. When he had that big thing, he was in the hospital for a while. It was some kind of
kidney problems.
I forgot. Well, yeah. You got kidney problems. Your penis don't work. I'm very sorry.
Oh.
It's a blood flow thing, right? Need a dialysis, your blood flow ain't working. That man, his penis needed to be on stilts. I'm telling you, the penis wasn't working. She had to go. That's just Lisa talking.
You should leave a voicemail because I don't check it. You're telling me you changed. I hope the Lord accepts you. I don't know how much of sorry gets you. Oh, well.
She left.
And one day I'll probably miss you. Off drugs and lots of liquor. Until then, I'll holler at you. Yeah, yeah. Baby girl, don't cry. I won't lie. Our relationship was a lie, but baby, some die. I guess we part of that song. Oh, well.
Oh, well. Now we know.
Yeah.
According
we
to
know.
Lisa Durden.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, here we go. So, Charlize Theron. Okay, if you have time this week, please shed a tear for Charlize Theron. It turns out she's just too damn beautiful to get the best parts in Hollywood, and it's really sad. She told the British edition of GQ, jobs with real gravitas go to people that are more physically right for them, and that's the end of the story. How many roles are out there for gorgeous, effing, gown-wearing, 8-foot models? Okay.
Physically fit and what do you surf and you do the Iron Man, you run marathons, and I mean, no, listen, we shouldn't say that. I understand, but listen, don't cry for her, Argentina. You know what, Charlize? come and take change places with my ugly ass. Give me all your money and your mansion in Hollywood and take my nappy hair. And when I say ugly ass, I'm saying Hollywood beauty. I don't have the Hollywood beauty. Trade places. See how you like it.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Just
I mean, she
up.
Was now she was ugly and monster, and she did quite well with that.
It was prosthetic and all of that, and I get all of that.
Yeah.
But she's trying to say that whenever they're casting,
that's
you know,
right.
They don't think of her right away. First of all, you don't have to audition for roles. They send you scripts. Your agent says, do you want this or not? And furthermore, let's be real here. You have so much money. Get your own production company and produce your own projects and star in them like Sandra Bullock is doing and some of the other actors. So shut up.
And she said, when meaty roles come through, I've been in the room and pretty people get turned away first.
Hello.
Hello. Now, what about Amy Schumer? I'm a little bit confused about this because Glamour magazine did a special plus size issue. Amy Schumer's name ended up on the cover. They didn't actually call her plus size, but they just referred to her as one of the, quote, women who inspire us. Of course, the others that made the list were Melissa McCarthy, Adele, and Ashley Graham, who are all plus size. And Amy wasn't happy about it. She tweeted, well, you know, there's nothing wrong with being plus size, but she's a size 6 to 8, and plus size is a 16, and a plus size is 16. And she said, young girls seeing my body thinking that's a plus size, what are your thoughts? Mine are not cool. Glamour is not glamorous.
Welcome to Hollywood, Amy. She's another one. Bite me. Now, I do agree. I don't believe she's a size 6 to 8, but that's what she says. Okay, fine. I think she's about a 12, but moving on. First of all, Hollywood doesn't think that a regular size model or a regular size body is a size 6 to 8. Did she not get that memo like 10 years ago, last week, 20 years ago, yesterday? Like, when did she not get that memo? Did she not see the girl that was on the inside of Sports Illustrated magazine? They said, we finally have a plus size model in Sports Illustrated. She was a 10 and she's 5'11. I'm a 12 and I'm 5'11. And nobody thinks I'm plus size. I'm hard pressed to find a black man that thinks I'm medium. They say, hey, skinny. So in my culture, I'm still.
You better chub up.
Now, a white man might say, hey, thickness, because in his world, I'm a little thick. But nobody in America or around the world would think I'm plus size, even if I went to Japan or I went to Asia. I mean, well, that's Asia, too. But I can go, you know, nobody. So stop, girl. Now, do I think she's plus size? Yeah.
You know, for some reason, I had this conversation with my parents over the weekend of all things to talk about. But, and he mentioned something about my ass. I said, I have no ass. I'm a skinny white guy with no ass. He goes, well, I don't understand the whole big ass thing. I said, no, it's a thing, man. He said, yeah, but it doesn't make any sense to me. I said, well, that's not your thing. You're not into it.
Now, listen, do I think it's sick that somebody Amy's size is considered plus size? I think it's, but we're saying Hollywood. Do I think that the word plus size is stupid? Yeah, I think it's stupid, but I was born into this. It is what it is. So, Amy, and then what was weird was, Amy was given an award by them like sometime before that, and she spoke there and all of that, and now she's an ingrate? Really, Amy?
I know. Well, just more publicity. And then finally, Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson and Sierra are one step closer to having sex. He proposed during an island vacation, and she accepted. They're both really religious, so they've decided to abstain. And,
an island vacation with two gorgeous people.
Yeah.
Your bodies look good naked, in clothes, in a storm,
But they're denying each other's wildest desires. Yes.
Yeah. Where are you sleeping?
Well, I don't know. The twin beds, I guess.
Right. Okay. Do you really want me to make a comment about that?
Top bunk. I don't know.
You know,
if you're on top, I could technically say you're on the top bunk.
You know, what is she? Oh, I know what it is. They're not having sex. She's just twerking.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, anything but, you know, that. I mean, you can still have
I mean,
fun.
Not to, maybe, sometimes I do see that, I think, a little bit like Wendy Williams. If I dated a man and a man said he wanted to wait for marriage, which, of course, I don't want to get married to anybody, but even if I was open to marriage, and he said he wanted to wait for marriage, I'm running from him. There's something wrong with you. And I know I sound real, like, weird, and I sound real not 2016, but that's I have one or two old-fashioned ways, and that's one of them. If you're telling me, and you're a man, let's wait for marriage, I lose my number, and I'm running.
I got to run, speaking of that. Lisa Durden, thank you very much, at Lisa Durden on Twitter,
I'll
right?
Be back on. Are we doing Wednesdays or Tuesdays?
Tuesdays.
Okay, it's just this week. Okay, great.
Okay, we'll see you Tuesday.
We're back.
All right, okay, we're back. Yes, and we'll continue on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.